This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Hey, I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning. Ray's just a great guy.
Hey, what do you choose to do in your shower is your business.
So my thought is, what a great guy, and now I'm some kind of lecherous freak? Forget it. I'm not going to give you guys honesty anymore. Obviously, you can't handle honesty.
I find it interesting that you're buttering up Ray.
These are the final days where he'll have any
I'm not buttering him up.
I bet you wish you could.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Don't miss the main event featuring Brooklyn native and former unified and lineal lightweight champion Teofimo Lopez
on 98.7 ESPN.
I got 5 hours to get through before I'm on vacation. 5 hours and that's it. And they can't get here quickly enough.
That's so nasty when you talk like that.
What do you mean? What do we got? We got you and Pat O'Keefe on Monday, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right, so that's big stuff. And then you and Ty on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week?
Yeah, I may have. I don't feel great right now, so I don't know what's going to happen. I may have something. Maybe coming down with something.
You coming on?
Yeah. Some issues I think I'm going to be dealing with.
Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you, of course, by the fine folks at Straight Talk Wireless. I stand by it. I did nothing wrong. And you know, you're so immature that if I have a hiccup on a read now, that becomes comedy.
Oh, multiple hiccups. Yeah,
It was one hiccup. It was a big hiccup.
I can't apologize for who I am. What do you want me to tell you?
I mean, let's just remember, you're a guy that became hysterically laughing at your grandmother's funeral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't need to bring that up.
Well, because I want to hammer home the point of how immature you are. My grandmother dies, I go and I'm respectful. You go, you're hysterical.
Okay. So you're sitting there, and your brother, who has to do one of the readings, decides he wants to walk up and start dropping business cards like he's like Hansel and Gretel up to the microphone, and then has to say,
"I don't start cackling like something hysterical."
Well, if he starts coughing into the microphone and starts going, "Excuse me," like that's not funny.
It might be funny. I think that the tone of the day is that my grandma has just died, and I'm able to see past maybe something that otherwise would be comical.
I was very emotional, and maybe I don't know what happened. And you have to bring it up to make me feel bad about it. Great.
Bring it up to make you feel bad about it. All you do, if there's a way for you to poke or prod me, to embarrass me, you'll do it. I mean, you're a guy that laughs at funerals, won't make plans with friends, is a huge excuse maker of why not to do things, and I'm the immature one.
You can say what you want. But I've already agreed to doing football picks. That's done.
Good.
And I've agreed to do the Fantasy Football League. So I don't want to hear it.
Are we making plans?
We'll make plans when we make plans. Don't put me in the one carry. RJ didn't go yesterday. Santiago didn't go yesterday.
Well, RJ was wearing pants.
Okay. Well, then you could have easily fixed that problem. If he wanted to.
Especially.
But he didn't.
Why wear pants?
Especially Dave's shower thoughts.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's not even funny.
Just means you're inappropriate.
Oh, my God. So, you know what? For you of all people to be going after me, I had a nice thought about what a great guy you are.
You could have just left it there. You didn't have to say it was in the shower. Just made everybody uncomfortable.
But it was.
How big your muscles are.
Me?
No, you don't have any muscles.
Oh, it's disgusting. An SUV protected shirt. I don't have any muscles.
Any muscles.
Oh, I got pythons.
Zero muscles.
Nope. Actually, I have very strong legs.
You have Dave, really?
Yeah, my calves are very nice.
I never focused really on your calves.
Focus on the calf next time I see you.
Yeah. I'll take a picture.
I have
of those.
A big one. Very nice.
Oh, man.
You done?
Listen, you started this thing.
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
About the Giants.
Let's get into the Giants, can we? Or no? Some bizarro topic?
No. You brought up the funeral. I'm excited for the Giants game tonight.
So you're locked in tonight?
Well, yeah, we got no baseball. Both teams are off.
It's the perfect night.
It's the perfect night.
To get the Giants. So they go up against old buddy Joe Judge. So Jordan Renan was on the K Show yesterday. I want to hear a little bit about what he had to say on the K Show.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Giants will open the season with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Anything beyond that, well, kind of up in the air.
Think about how much further along that puts us in the process, right? Then you don't have to go find a quarterback. Hey, ask the Jets how hard it's been to find a quarterback across town, right? I mean, they've invested heavily in the position at times. I mean, it's a tough thing to do.
So his point is, if Daniel Jones turns into a quarterback that you can use beyond just this season and into future years, you're way ahead of the game. But I got to tell you, I don't have a ton of optimism that that's going to be the case.
No, and you haven't had a ton of optimism. But this whole notion that, and I've heard a couple different people say this, they were talking about it yesterday too. I think Keyshawn actually said this to us when we were doing one of the cross.
Keyshawn has been a huge proponent that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback soon.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I fully understand why they would do that. There's no expectations. I get like a coach, like it's his, you know, it's Brian Daboll's first year. You'd like to have some winning. And I guess if Daniel Jones is such a
train wreck.
Yeah, that you just, there's no way you, like, guys in the locker room realize you're not giving them any chance to win with him at the quarterback position, then you have to make a switch. I get that. That makes sense, but. Isn't the whole goal of this season whether or not to find out if Daniel Jones can play?
Yeah, but how about if you know that 5 games in? How about if you're 5 games in, do you ride him for another 12 games just to hammer home the point that he's not the guy and to lose games? Or at that point, do you say, you know what, let's bring in Tyrod Taylor and at least trying to salvage some victories here? Like, if they know.
Yeah, but at that point, what do victories do for you, though? So if you know.
Well, I don't know, but do you then play the quarterback who you know is not going to be your future quarterback over a guy that you think at least can compete?
No, but that's the most important word there, is that you want to compete, but in the grand scheme of things, you really don't want to win.
So you would rather, and I think you're probably right if this is what you say. It's just hard if you're a Giants fan or you know, Shane or Dable to probably make this decision. You would rather 17 games of Daniel Jones, 4-13. At the end of 17 games, you absolutely know that he's not good and he's not going to be the answer, then go 1-5. Bring in Tyrod Taylor and finish up at 7-10.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I think you also understand that's difficult to do, right? Like
no,
if
I
you're 1-5
he,
and you say I know we're done, and the obvious answer is let's make the change to Tyrod Taylor, to say no, let's not do that. Let's keep riding a guy that's just no good that won't be here in the future, and bench a guy that gives us a better chance to win games.
No. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying though. What I'm saying is that this is a new system. Also, let's not forget that. So I would find it hard to believe, unless it's just a complete disaster, that you'll really truly know whether or not Daniel Jones can play. Like, because you had the owner say, we've done him no favors. Okay, so you know what?
I think he's right.
Okay, but I mean, to his point, Daniel Jones learning a completely new offensive system is also not really in his best interest to step in week one and be great. It's going to take him a minute. So to say, you know, after 5 weeks that all of a sudden we already have a definitive answer whether or not, it would have to go real bad.
Real bad.
And if that's the case as a new coaching staff, you can't allow the guys inside that locker room to think that you're not giving them the best opportunity to win. Because they don't want to hear about next year's draft pick or trying to find a quarterback. These guys all want to win now. And if they feel like Tyrod Taylor is going to give them that best opportunity to win, then you would have to make a change. But I would think once you made that change, okay, you pacify the locker room because it's going to show everyone that we're trying to win. But at the same time, we all understand that we're going to need to find our quarterback. And the more games we win this season, the less likely we are to get the guy that we want.
Yeah. DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. And that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. People lined up. They want to talk about the Giants. They start in a little more than 12 hours from right now. 1-800-919-3776. Yov in Israel. Good morning, Yov. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Yov, you want to talk about the Giants. What time will the Giants game start for you tonight?
So it starts 2 a.m. for me. You know, you stay up and you see the Giants. I'm okay with that. It's not too late.
So you're staying up 2 till 5 in the morning to watch the Giants preseason game?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm used to it because the baseball season, I'm watching every Yankees game. So I stay up for like 5 a.m. When we play in Seattle. So 2 a.m. it's kind of fine. I'm fine with this hour. So, Dave, I understand you're taking off after this Friday.
I think I have to. Yes, I will be off next week and a couple days the following week. Yes, I have to because I'm. You know what, Yovan? I think this has been established today on the show. I'm highly mistreated at the station and on the show.
Yeah, maybe Rick needs some time off without you to appreciate you.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. We'll see.
I think so. I mean, listen,
understand how I become the bad guy in this whole situation.
Because you treat me poorly. 6:35 Monday morning next week, you and Pat O'Keefe. I think at that point you might say, you know what, I maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I wish Dave was here.
Maybe it's 5:05. So, who knows? You never know when it could happen.
So anyways, guys, the Giants start their season today, and I am very excited about it. But Dave and Rick, you will both agree with me. I just can't handle a middle-of-the-road season. I will end a bad season, like 3-4 season when we get a high draft pick and we'll choose our next quarterback next season. And I can handle a playoff season, but I just can't handle a 7-win season where we're not going to the playoff. We don't know what's going on with Daniel Jones. We don't have that high of a draft pick. I just can't handle it. Just
you
please,
know the thing, yo, that's so upsetting here? Don't hang up on him yet, Santiago. Is I if you had to put me in a position where I had to pick.
That's what's going to happen, though.
I think that's probably what you're going to get. It's like a 7-win season.
Yeah, that's what scares me the most. That's what I dream about night and waking up screaming because that's what I think is going to happen, that the Giants are going to be middle of the road and we're not going to have a quarterback next year. And, I mean, I'm so tired of it. Just please, please, I mean, be good or bad that we will have a next season, a different feeling coming into this new season.
I think it's a good call. I think he's right. Thanks for the call. I think he's 100% right. But unfortunately, looking at the Giants, it kind of feels like this is a 7-win kind of team, doesn't it?
Especially in the NFC, yeah.
But could it be a 7-win kind of team, and at the end of the year, you're like, you know what, I think Daniel Jones is good?
I mean, I guess it could. I think that's what you hope for.
I mean, the ideal is you win 10 games, and Daniel Jones is just, he's just good. It's like definitive, he's good. But could you win 7 or 8, and you get to the end of the road, and you're like, yeah, I think he's pretty good?
Yeah, I could see that too. And then what do you do?
Then you have a really big decision to make. Because remember, and I think everybody knows this, certainly you do, is that he's not their guy.
No, he's not their guy. And
typically regimes want their guy.
Well, yeah, right now they have the luxury of, Joe Shane comes in, cap situation's a mess. Like these aren't, like the guys that are here, Daniel Jones, Saquon, all these guys aren't his guys. So there's no allegiance to these guys. So he's got a year to kind of figure it out. What do I have moving forward? But, once he gets to the point, because Dable's his guy, once they decide who their quarterback is going to be, that's when the clock starts. Yeah.
That's when the clock starts. By the way,
you want to get the guy that you want, too. Like, you want to put yourself in the best spot to get whoever you have your eyes.
Right. And this is a good quarterback draft.
Yeah, and there's a lot of teams. There's a bunch of teams that are looking at this draft the same way.
At least 3 quarterbacks are considered to be top 10 picks right now, right? There's the kid from Kentucky, Levis, I think is his name.
And then you got Ohio, then you got Stroud.
Alabama, Ohio State.
Yep.
Isn't Boston College's quarterback supposed to be good, too?
Yeah, we just had what did we say? There was 5. Was there 5 when we went through the mock?
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, this is a quarterback draft. So this is the year that if you're going to be bad. Listen, if you're ever going to be bad, you're in the midst of a rebuild. I think Giants fans understand that that's the case. You had to move on from talented players just to be able to field a roster this season. All right? You're in cap hell, amazingly enough, being you haven't even been above 500 in 5 years. So if you're 4-13 and it's a bad year, I don't think anybody's going to crush Dable and Shane. I think it's understood that there could be growing pains here with these guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I look at it, and if I'm Joe Shane and Brian Dable, that's how I would look at it. Now, maybe
but
not
if you
Dable
can get
because
your
he
franchise
wants to win.
Quarterback after this season, it'd be a home run.
Of course, it would be. But I mean, I think you're seeing. Again, the frustrating part about doing sports talk in this city is that you have two of everything. So you would think that teams would learn from each other. But I mean, we just went through this with the Jets, and what it does to you when you don't make the right pick.
It'll kill you
at that position.
It'll absolutely kill you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Impractical Jokers, have you seen that?
I have.
You like it, right?
I do like it, yep.
They're very funny.
Very funny.
Very, very funny. And then RJ apparently knows all about the show. He's like, you know, Joe left. I was like, I don't even know which one Joe is.
Well, RJ's, I mean, that's clearly one of his go-to shows.
Is that right, RJ? Is Impractical Jokers one of your
Yeah, my non-sports related.
So you would actually like tape and watch Impractical Jokers?
No, I wouldn't tape it. It's on enough. It's on a lot. I do watch it. I enjoy that. Of just random TV, especially during the day.
You're not a big TV guy, though.
No, I'm really not.
You're actually a lousy TV guy.
I would say that's true, yeah.
Right?
I enjoy that. I enjoy Bar Rescue.
He's big into pants.
Rick probably likes that show.
Bar Rescue? Yeah.
No?
I've seen it. I'm not. It's fine.
What else?
I'm watching sports or the Food Network. Is usually The Offer. Well, yeah, that's...
Well, you guys you're both elite show people. Like, you guys keep up with, I would say, double-digit shows any calendar year.
I have a new show. I want to get it right before I tell you. I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard it is great, and I think it's right up your alley. It's called The Bear. Have you heard about this?
Are you asking me or RJ?
No, RJ's not a good TV guy. You're a good TV guy.
I haven't heard about it yet.
It's a young chef, right, from the dining world, kind of goes back home and takes over the family sandwich shop. I don't want to get too much into it.
I have heard about this because it's the star of the show is from Shameless.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I have.
You've seen Shameless?
I've heard it's supposed to be excellent.
Okay, that's my next show then.
Yeah.
Once I finish the offer,
because now you trust me.
Well, I've always trusted
you. But now I'm really, like giving you the offer, now I'm really in that circle of trust with TV recommendations.
Yeah, this is next level.
Where are you in the offer? How many episodes in?
I think we have 2 episodes left.
Oh, you guys are running through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when you guys like a show, you really get into it.
Yeah, well, that's my wife. She wants to, like, she can't
get
it.
She loves it also.
Yeah, she's like, okay, so what are we doing? Let's watch.
Now, have you told her that this show is being watched on my recommendation?
Yes, she knows.
So I've probably gone up a few notches on her thought of who I am.
I don't know how that would be possible. But
she loves me?
She loves you. She always takes your side for some reason. I don't
really?
Like, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what I'm trying to tell you. You have the support of at least one of us in here.
Father-in-law loves me, I think.
He does? He does. I asked him yesterday. I said, Who do you think's coming out of the NFC? And I said, the guy was like, don't be a homer.
No,
like,
he's such a homer. You know,
he can't help it.
He said
always. Yeah, well, like, no, not even a second thought.
All right, but we had this discussion. We'll get back into the Giants in a second. I mean, right now, who do you think comes out of the NFC?
Well, like I think we talked about it the other day.
I mean, there's only really three teams, right?
Yeah.
Now, that being said, the Bengals came out of the AFC last year, and absolutely nobody thought that was the case.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people that feel good about the Niners, depending on how Trey Lance looks and plays. They have, I mean, defense is really good. I mean, we asked, I mean, you were sitting next to me, we asked Lakin Tomlinson about Kyle Shanahan.
He believes.
He's like, oh, no, he's that good.
Well, he actually believes in Trey Lance, too.
Yeah, because you got a chance. We were hearing all that same stuff. Now, I don't know I can't imagine it's the same level because Patrick Mahomes is at a different level. And if you've been watching some of the stuff he's doing in practice right now with behind-the-back passes and everything else. But the players, I mean, they all see it. Right? Like, you practice
when
these guys.
When a guy
guys,
has
like,
it or doesn't have it.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. And he said that Trey Lance has it, so we will see. But again, NFC, I mean, Rams with the injury to Stafford, and I know they say it's not that big a deal. We'll see. Right? Packers, obviously, but they've really underperformed in the biggest moments. And the Bucs. Those are your three teams in the NFC.
Yeah, probably. No, not even probably. I mean, there'll be one. I'm sure there'll be a couple surprise
teams.
There'll
be teams that are better than you anticipate. But, I mean, it's not like it's a loaded NFC like I tried to tell you about the AFC.
No, since you said the AFC was loaded, it's loaded, baby.
That was as good a take as anyone has ever had.
It's your best.
Because it was, and you guys laughed at me.
No, I don't think that we laughed.
No.
At you. It just seemed...
you laughed at me.
Yeah, we might have chuckled.
AFC Lord, I was giggling. There was laughter. Who has the last laugh now? That'd be me.
That would be you. Yep.
That would be.
Congratulations.
Me. Thank you very much. Let's go to the great Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave, Rick, the whole company, RJ Ray. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing great. Cullum, it's game day.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the game specifically. I mean, Yove hit the nail on the head on, you know, what to expect this year and what Giants fans, not as a whole, but most of them kind of looking for. But for the game specifically, what I want to see and look for, the two biggest things is I want to see Kayvon Thibodeaux look, a little explosive on a couple of plays, like prove to us that, you know, he is that top-tier level pass-rushing guy. I mean, if he doesn't do anything, it doesn't really mean much, but I'd like to see him look really good.
Apparently, Cullum, he has looked amazing so far in training camp.
Yeah.
I've heard.
I see a lot of different videos of it. But one other thing I'm really looking forward to seeing is what the offense looks like. And I know it's only week one in the preseason. They're not going to do some extensive things. But, you know, Tyrod Taylor is going to play a lot. And he was in, you know, this offense previously. So, and the Giants in the past have had horrid offenses. So I want to just see the offense look good and have a couple of nice flashes here and there. But what do you think? What do you want to expect? What are you hoping to see in this, first go around in the preseason?
I mean, thanks for the call. These are always hard questions because if they look great, it's preseason.
Everybody healthy. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
everyone gets out of the game healthy.
That's the most important thing by a mile is keeping everybody healthy. But it's always a weird dynamic because how excited if the Giants go first team offense, two drives. They go 80 and 75 yards and score touchdowns. What do I do now? Do I go crazy? Do I get excited?
No.
If they go out there and they go three and out and then there's an interception, are they awful? Is it terrible? No. I mean, I want to see no one get hurt, and I'd like to see some of the younger guys flash that it looks like they're going to be legitimate players.
Would it really matter to you? I mean, he mentioned Tyrod Taylor. Like, would it matter to you if the offense looks good with Tyrod Taylor at all?
No.
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 Why that benefits me how? It proves that Brian Daboll can coach real? No, I mean, Brian Daboll was great with Josh Allen. I want Brian Daboll. Like, if Daniel Jones looks really good, that would be nice.
Would be nice. But if Daniel, I mean, you know how much we're going to overreact. Whatever they do, tomorrow morning, we're going to turn on the microphones, and if they're good, it's going to be, oh, they were so good. And if they're bad, it's going to be, people are going to be so upset. Like, I mean, there's nothing worse than overreaction after preseason football.
Yeah, but the only reason that is because people are so jacked up for it.
Yeah, they're thirsty for it, of course.
Because otherwise, I mean, it's just, you're just trying to get through it.
You do realize that, is it 4 weeks from today that the season starts?
Yes, it is.
4 weeks from today?
A month from today, yeah.
Will you stay up for the Bills and the Rams, the whole thing?
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
I think you have to.
I mean, come on. If I would ask you right now, because this question's been going around, and I want you to think about it, because this is perfect. For I just
all right,
did this.
You want to tease this?
This is exactly what I'm doing right now.
All right, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to tell you all first, before you tease this, about the Zach Brown Band. They're coming to Citi Field on Thursday, August 18th. That's a week from today. Stay tuned for your chance to win a pair of tickets coming up later in today's show. All from Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at livenation.com. All right, tease away. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've heard this on a couple different shows on ESPN, and I thought it was an interesting question. If you had to pay money to go see one player in the NFL play, who would you spend your money on?
So this is not homerism, the Giants are involved.
No, they used who was the most box office, but I'm defining it to you as who would you, if you had a certain amount of money to spend to watch one player play, who would that player be?
All right, I'm going to answer that. I'll answer it next. Can we take calls on that too? If there's one guy,
That seems like a nice question.
I like it. I mean, we're stealing it from other shows, but they typically do that to us. Like, okay.
I don't think it's stealing.
It's kind of stealing.
No, it's me introducing it because I'm actually because I had a different opinion than they had, and I was interested to see what your opinion was as to what kind of player, like, because it says a lot about you. What kind of player do you value like that?
Okay.
It excites you.
I tell you who it's not going to be. It's not going to be Micah Parsons. I'll tell you that right now.
Of course. I could have. I mean, if you gave me a list
that's
of
Lawrence
names
Taylor!
That Dave wouldn't
that's
say, he'd be
Lawrence
like,
Lawrence Taylor! Can my answer be Lawrence Taylor?
No, present.
Oh.
Present player this year.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. 1-800-919-3776. If you could spend your hard-earned money to go watch one player play in one game, who would that guy be?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
All I'm asking is for a little respect.
Look at you. Terrific stuff.
Sometimes you just got to sing, Dave. Sometimes you got to let it out.
Listen, tell me about it. I sing all the time for the benefit of the show, for the people. It's what I do.
Can't leave it inside.
No.
You want to drink some tequila?
You have to emote every once in a while. That's how you do it, on air, live singing. All right, so repeat your question again, and then I'll give you my thought process, because I'm not just going to answer this. I'm going to kind of, you know, give you a big picture, some of the finalists here, and then I'll get to who I would ultimately choose.
Well, this is why I wanted to do it. I didn't want to be, you know, a hackopotamus here. Like, I wasn't trying to steal. So the question being posed was most box office NFL player. And how I would describe that is if you had an amount of money to spend to go to one game to watch one player, which right. player would it be?
Yep. Okay. So I'm a defensive guy.
Yep.
So my first thought is Aaron Donald.
Ooh.
Right? But then, am I going to pay a lot of money to watch an interior lineman? Probably not. So now I start to think about what positions really, I mean, and it goes to quarterback, right? So now my thoughts with quarterback, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen.
Ooh.
Those are my three. And then I thought, you know what? There is no one that the offense is more dependent on than Josh Allen. I think right now the answer to that question for me is Josh Allen.
And this is exactly why I asked you the question, because my first thought And maybe it's the recency bias of what he did in that playoff game was Josh Allen.
So good. So you would also go with Josh Allen?
Yeah, because of how, I mean, listen, you got to, it feels like, because I was thinking the same thing, because I enjoy watching, I mean, I love watching Jamar Chase play. Like, there's a bunch of players I love watch playing. Justin Herbert was in the mix for me.
Justin Jefferson is an elite receiver.
Right? Elite receiver. I mean, if you want to say, I mean, Tyreek Hill's speed, like there's a bunch of different ways you could go with this, but I'm like, okay, quarterback has the ball in his hands every play. And I understand Lamar Jackson.
You have to pick
phenomenal,
a quarterback.
But it feels like you have to go quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what Josh Allen does with that offense, like the off-schedule plays, throwing the football the way.
I mean, in a running situation, who's their best option?
It's currently him.
It's Josh Allen. Like, there's nothing he can't do.
But I think that's what separates him from me, because a lot of people said Lamar Jackson, his ability, I mean, he's like a video game running the football. Now, it's a different style of running the football, but Josh Allen does both. He'll run you over. He'll dive over you. He'll look whatever he needs to do. But you'll also get the chance to see him do some things with the football, throwing it, that you're like,
that Lamar Jackson can't do.
And
that's ultimately why he's enormous. Like, the size of that guy is an enormity that other guys don't have. Like, Mahomes is not that big. Lamar Jackson's not that big.
No, he's a big, thick kid.
He really
is. And Mahomes,
and
too. I mean,
he doesn't get hurt.
And Mahomes is right there, too. Especially now if he starts.
Those are my three.
If he starts going behind the back passes during games now.
That's
which I think he might.
RJ, who's your guy on this list? Where would you go?
You guys narrowed it right down. Mahomes and Allen, but ultimately, I think right now, I would go Mahomes still.
You'd go Mahomes?
I think so. But I'm not mad at you for picking Allen at all. And I agree with your point that I don't think anyone's more reliant on their quarterback than Allen.
And then lastly, Santa, you can't go with Parsons, please.
I've already seen Parsons play, so it's... Seen him play twice, and he was outstanding both times. No, for me, I mean, along the same lines as you guys were talking about Mahomes, Jackson's very good too. I'm also big fans of Herbert and Burrow. I would love to see those two play, just because they're younger and exciting too.
Where are you going?
If I have to pick one?
Yes.
How about Jalen Hurts? Maybe you pay to see Jalen Hurts play.
Oh yeah, Jalen Hurts for sure. No, if I had to pick one, I'm probably picking Herbert.
Herbert?
I'm intrigued by him.
I feel like Herbert's going to be right there for MVP this season.
Really?
Yeah, I think he'll be right there. Look what he did last season.
He's something special, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I still can't believe, like, as much as everyone in Miami, and they have to be, but then we'll see what happens. Like, that must just, if you're...
You'd be more frustrated if you were a Giants fan not getting Herbert or a Dolphins fan not getting Herbert.
Dolphins. You had the chance to take him.
Well, I mean, the Giants took Daniel Jones a year earlier.
Well, but that was, again, because I think they liked Herbert, but Herbert went back to school.
They loved Herbert.
And they didn't want to wait.
So you rush it, and you could have had an elite franchise quarterback.
Well, you could have also had, I mean, you could have had Josh Allen, too, if you wanted. But you decided to go with Saquon Barkley. Justin Herbert last season, if anyone was wondering, he completed 66, we'll call it, percent of his passes. Over 5,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Pretty good.
Let's go to Mike in Islip. Mike, good morning. You're on
98.7
ESPN. Good. What's up, bud?
So for pure love of the game and just being an absolute electric player out on the field, TJ Watt for me is the
best. That's a good one.
Just love seeing him go out there.
It's not a bad choice.
That's a nice pick.
Not a
like
bad
that.
Choice. I still, and thanks for the call, Mike, I still think you have to go quarterback.
Well, it depends on what you like. I mean, you said it yourself. You're a defensive guy.
I love defense, but I think you're making a misstep, because there are games when TJ Watt is not great, right? Josh Allen, for almost every single game, is going to be great. Herbert is typically great. Like, the quarterback, you're going to get that.
Yeah, well, that's why that's why I went quarterback. For that reason.
How about this tweet? You see this?
No, I didn't see it.
Omar is a good tweet. Omar said, Rick is the biggest fraud in the world.
Why am I a fraud?
Saying the Bills
now?
And Josh Allen should revoke his fandom rights. Dave would never say that about an NFC East rival. That's why I have more respect for him.
Are the Bills really a rival at this point?
I'll tell you what, that's a good tweet.
Yeah, well, call it whatever you want. Are the Bills a real rival right now? We haven't won a division game in 2 years. Like,
no, I don't think
we could have drafted Josh Allen. I would take phone calls. Santiago was with me. We take phone calls on the show at night. when I was doing it with Han. We took a phone call from Josh Allen's teammate.
Oh, God, you going to tell us about you took a phone call from Josh Allen's wide receiver at Wyoming?
No, we did.
Actually, it was one of his offensive linemen, I think.
No, it was whatever it was, but he
I don't know.
Multiple,
in the retelling that I've heard over and over and over and over, it was always a receiver.
Whatever it was. It was multiple times,
though. He was a
real nice guy. Really nice guy.
Real nice guy. Great guy. Story we've heard at least 8 to 12 times on the show.
Now, you understand that there's people that have never heard that story that listen to the radio, right?
Tell, just because you've heard it. Tell it like it's the first time.
I didn't need to tell it.
Please, tell it.
Oh, I can't wait. No, I can't wait for you to go on a vacation. RJ, get whoever's doing the show with me next week on the phone. See if they'll fill in tomorrow for Dave, please.
Get Pat O'Keefe on the phone.
Yeah.
Get Pat O'Keefe on the phone.
Get everybody.
If management says, you know what, Rothenberg, take tomorrow off, I promise you I will be off tomorrow.
And I promise you that won't happen. So I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'm happy to do the show tomorrow.
Good.
But if you get Pat O'Keefe and they say have him do it, let him do it, please.
Maybe I take tomorrow off. How about that? Maybe I just get myself ready.
Work.
I also don't think that will happen.
You know what would be great radio? Me after the Giants game solo, where I actually have to kind of expand my wings a little bit and fly.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. You talk about how much fun they are to watch. It'd be real interesting
it'd be
radio.
Unbelievably entertaining.
It's like the snooze on your alarm is what it is. Oh, look at we'll turn on that.
Wouldn't have somebody, you know, every time I say something,
he'll be
diving
comparing
in.
Thibodeau to Lawrence Taylor after the game.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not one of those lunatics. I can give honest assessment.
Especially listening to Stump Rothenberg for
Lawrence Taylor.
Three straight segments.
I'll tell you what, if people said who's going to do a solo show, me or you, I think everyone chooses me.
I don't do solo shows. I have no interest because I'm not selfish.
You need a verbal crutch.
No, I don't need a crutch.
Exactly.
I like to have a teammate. I'm a teammate guy. You're a tennis guy.
No, that's not true.
You like to do things on your own.
You're a guy that without someone carrying the show can't do it. I'm a guy that can carry the show and be second in charge.
No, you're a guy who carries the show and is boring doing it.
No, I'm more multifaceted than you.
No, whatever.
And there's no doubt. RJ, more capable of doing more things, me or Rick?
The way he worded that, RJ, the way he worded it. The way he worded that, if he picks Dave, it's a farce. So, capable of doing more things or more things on the radio?
On the radio.
Yeah,
well, that's an easy answer.
Well, it depends what we're talking about here. Solo show, Dave.
No. Who's a more capable host in every capacity, me or Rick?
I'm not answering this question.
Why?
Well,
answer the question.
It's outside of being entertaining, Dave.
I'm not outside of being entertaining. I'm a high level of entertaining.
Great point brought up by Rick prior to the show. That there's a lot more drops in the system when the two of you together as opposed to when Dave is solo.
That's not what we're talking about.
So if we're talking about entertainment.
I agree with that. The show is better if the two of us are here doing it. You wanted me out for O'Keefe. So have that happen tomorrow.
Literally,
I want you to love doing
that.
The show.
I love doing the show. But you know what? I don't like being the whipping boy on the show every day.
You don't act like it.
You're definitely not the whipping boy every day.
No, I know. I mean, yeah, it's come on. Let's go.
Every day. What I've done wrong, what I don't do right, how I say something I shouldn't say. Every single day.
And along with the rest of us.
You're inappropriate sometimes. I mean, this is it's not our fault.
I mean, for you to call other people inappropriate, that's rich.
I think it's time to get rid of the shower.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning. What do you mean?
I don't know if this version is the best version of you. I think you're too wound up. You're too awake. There's too much.
Then all of a sudden I'm going to have peacock all over the place.
Oh, no.
You want me to give up on the shower now?
It might be time, yeah.
You guys were so impressed that I'm waking up taking a shower.
I'm impressed by the dedication. I don't know if the result is there, you know? It's a different version of you. It's changed you.
Really? I'm a different guy having showered. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. I think just wake up, protein bar, let's go.
All right. Sleep in the eyes, the whole thing.
The shower's too much, yeah.
I can't wait to see RJ with a mustache. I cannot wait.
I didn't agree to this.
This is what there's no way you can get out of this. You lose the football picks, mustache for one calendar month.
I'm not sure that's happening.
Oh, it's happening. The wheels are in motion. Ange is on board. She said fine.
100%. Raymond is going to be set up on a date that we're gonna help facilitate on the show. You're going to grow a mustache for a month. We'll figure out good punishments for me and Rick, and away we go.
I just like the fact that all four of us are making picks now.
I love it.
It's going to be good.
I absolutely love it. All right. RJ, this is one of your times to shine. It's Knobservations, and it's DHIF.
If you say something like this.
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
And they're brought to you by Jack Pocket. So are you familiar with the work of Rich Ornberger?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
I won't blame you if you don't.
I've heard the name.
He's a former Patriots offensive lineman. He now has a radio show in San Diego called Hartman and Richo. And he told this story. He was on the verge of being late as a rookie.
This is a great story.
To a Bill Belichick training camp practice in 2009. And here is what happened.
I'm like 5 minutes to being officially late, and I've got a 15-minute drive ahead of me. I'm going to be 10 minutes late. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I have this sinking feeling in my stomach, like I'm going to get cut. Like he's not going to have me on this football team come tomorrow. What do I do? And I'm cruising down this like slight sloping hill, and I see a church van in front of me that's all dinged up, and it's got, you know, the black smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe, and I'm just like, I'm going to hit this car. I'm gonna rear end this car. It's better to whatever, pay the insurance or like peel off this guy a couple $100 than embarrass myself being late for this Patriots team meeting.
Rich did hit the car. He was late. He did not get cut. He played for three more seasons for the Patriots.
You know, it's smart thinking.
That's very smart thinking. The idea, though, that's the first thing that goes through his mind?
They're terrified of Belichick. Now, maybe he could take a page out of your book and tell the same story over and over and over to really hammer home the point, but that's a good story.
Why do you have to go?
Because he's a bad guy, because he has no idea what it means to be a teammate. He's just a bad, bad guy, and I hope he seeks some help during vacation.
Another guy I guess you could you perceive him as a bad former teammate is Lyle Collins, who now plays for the Bengals.
This is good.
He formerly played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was asked about the difference so far between Cincinnati and Dallas.
Does the mentality here feel different than maybe it was?
Absolutely. You know, Dallas it feels like it's just a ball. You know, that's what I love, and I want to win, so in the right spot.
A little bit of a shot, I guess?
Cincinnati is the laughingstock of the NFL until like 10 minutes ago.
Not now they're not.
No, not now they're not. That's what happens.
Naming their stadium now.
I gotta get like that Burrow money.
Corp or something.
Yeah, that Burrow money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you make the right pick at quarterback, man.
It all changes.
Good things happen.
And I actually thought they made a mistake not taking the offensive lineman last year. Boy, was I wrong with that?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't check in with Raymond. Any thoughts on this matter?
Listen, he's not 100% wrong, and the Joe Burrow makes all the difference. Like I said before, but as you guys said, it's the Bengals. They used to be a joke until the Super Bowl run, so that's kind of what that does for you. It's kind of funny coming from Collins, though, because he's a guy who had a history of doing, you know, questionable things when it came to off-field in Dallas. So all-football, maybe it's a little bit of yourself, too, buddy.
Fair to say that Lyle Collins is going to do better in Cincinnati than he did in Dallas, right?
That's debatable. Right. He's already missed time in training camp because they say it's a back injury, but I'm willing to bet he didn't show up in shape for training camp.
Ooh.
Could you take a shot?
It feels like there's a lot less to do in Cincinnati than Dallas, probably.
Yeah.
Which may help. Is.
But they have a legitimate quarterback in Cincinnati. And they
Here we go. It begins.
And then you were thinking nice thoughts about him just hours ago in the shower.
I was.
He was thinking nice thoughts of Dak Prescott?
Maybe. We don't know.
Oh, boy.
Mike Tannenbaum, who's I think will join us tomorrow morning.
What do you mean, join us tomorrow morning? Nobody okayed that with me.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know anything. Rick, did you know about this?
That's why I said
I didn't, but it's not. I mean, I'd love having Mike on.
That's why I like him as well, but it's not like we were asked, would you like to have him on?
That's why I said I think. Okay, I guess Mike T.
Have whoever you want. It's my swan song anyway, so it's fine.
Mike Tannenbaum will not be on tomorrow morning, but you can hear him on the K Show. He's been there all week with Dan Grasso. And Dan brought up his new show. He's the 7 to 10 host here, weeknights on 98.7. And Mike had some strong thoughts about it.
What about my show?
What show?
Did he not know, or is he playing with him?
I don't think he knew.
I don't think he knew. They got Mike T all over the place.
Yeah, he's doing a lot.
All over the place. He didn't have time.
What about my show? What show?
At least he didn't fart in response to that.
Yeah, that would have been trouble.
Oh, when does he have time? He's on the air every time. I mean, he doesn't have time to not fart on the air.
Got to do it somewhere. So you didn't know Rich Ornberger. Are you familiar with the work of Rodolfo Castro?
I am.
So he was called
up. Is this the guy that had his phone pop out?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was called up from AAA Indianapolis early in the day, a couple of days ago. And he slides headfirst into third in the fourth inning against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday night. What flies out of his pocket?
Castro slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first.
Goodness. His actual cell phone.
What are you doing?
Out of his pocket.
Did you see Mike Ribello, the third base coach, when he tried to hand it to him, how disgusted he was?
Absolutely.
Can you blame him?
Well, yeah, you heard the excuse, right, as to why the phone was in his pocket?
What did he say why?
So he had, I don't know why, again.
The GPS is to the plate?
No, this is a whole different ball game now with the young athletes. Like, towards the end of my career, guys would go in the locker room during the intermission, like, go check their cell phones. And we had to, like, try to put a kibosh on that. But he said he had his phone in his pocket, then he put his sliding oven mitt in his pocket and forgot that his phone was in there.
Why is his phone in the dugout?
It's not supposed to be. He could actually face discipline for having a cell phone in the dugout.
Well, I mean, in your pocket?
Dave, there were stories that came out that Steph Curry was checking Twitter during halftime.
I believe that. I bet a lot of guys do that.
But at least that's in the locker room.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. I mean, it's obviously different, though. I mean, baseball, you're doing a lot of, you go back and forth to the clubhouse if you want. Yeah.
But it's not like Steph Curry took a three and his phone popped out of his pocket.
That would be great.
No pockets in those shorts. Dave, you mentioned earlier, and yeah. Raymond found it. We have it. SNY, Keith appreciating a little Shania Twain.
Who sings this song?
It's Shania Twain.
I like this song.
Ian Jabeau in for the second time in this series.
Were we just on?
Yeah, that was all on the air.
Oh, I thought we were off the air.
Well, it's, you know, I consider that a victory, Keith, because there's nothing that you said that causes any problem.
That wasn't the only thing yesterday. Eventful week, really, on SNY. Here's Keith and Gary again. Jonathan India was caught up in a play.
Mistake right here, Gary. And overthrows. There's no cutoff man. And where is India?
Well, it's right next to Pakistan, actually, Keith.
You know, to the east, it's Burma.
What is Gary doing? Where is India? It's right next to Pakistan.
I chuckled at that.
I didn't hear that one because I actually attended the game I promised I'd go to.
How about Quito? And get Burma to the east.
That's tremendous.
That's a good job by him.
That's great on-the-fly geography.
It really is. You know what? Maybe we could do a Stump Hernandez at one point.
I think he'd do well.
I think he'd do great.
All right, Raymond.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
A man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
Why are you naked?
Hang on a second.
What?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
I was told Santiago's Twitter feed was going to be a knob here on the show.
No, he brought up the Lyle Collins
story. Oh, what a disappointment.
Okay, well.
Listen better.
Disappointment.
Well, Dave.
Maybe you can focus on Santi's knob in the shower tomorrow.
Oh, my. Well, Dave got us started on that foot with his shower thoughts this morning. Nude, as it were. Involving Raymond.
Well, what do you want me to do? Be clothed in the shower? They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower.
You do what you got to do, whatever that means.
You wear a swim shirt, maybe a,
a bath shirt. Yeah. So I've often said, though, that the best DHIF stories involve...
There's no sun in the shower! I'm not getting third-degree burns in the shower!
Those are
the best DHIF stories?
The best ones involve nudity, and they happen at the airport. No airport here, but we have the nudity part checked. So... a little bit different today. We have some audio, real audio, of this story. So what happens when I present to you a man that's unhappy at a gas station, a bunch of things went against him, and the following happens.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated.
middle of traffic yelling at people, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
And so that's all I'm going to give you this week. I ask you, did this unhappy push-up nude man in traffic happen in Florida?
This is a food mart? Is that what they said?
Would you like to hear one more time?
Yeah, please.
All right, got the visual on the mail. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, middle of traffic, yelling at people, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
I love how the cop is so matter-of-fact.
He's used to this, clearly.
Boy,
this feels very Florida to me.
It does sound Florida. Middle of the road. I mean, middle of the block. Naked push-ups. I'll go Florida. Yes.
You sound reticent a bit.
I am hesitant, but I will still go Florida.
Okay.
Could be anywhere. Naked man doing push-ups. I'm going to go Florida as well.
Just trying to get a workout in, right?
It feels Florida-like, so I'll complete the circle.
Oh, it is Florida, but it had to be done. It's Volusia County, Florida. But
Volusia?
Yeah, I don't know where that is, but it is in Florida.
Right next to Burma.
The state, the country. Yeah, Burma, Florida, different countries, you're right.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.